Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Multiple wildland fires force pre-evacuation notices across Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Fire Department is battling multiple wildfires that erupted late yesterday afternoon, believed to have been sparked by lightning. As firefighter efforts continue, emergency officials issued evacuation notices for several areas across the county. Two significant fires have drawn substantial resources. The Constitution Fire, which is near Collins Road, as of last night, had consumed approximately 3,000 acres. Fire units are actively working to contain it, and nearby structures were being assessed for potential damage. The Flat Rock Fire, which is 13 miles west on Achita Road, was estimated at 500 acres late yesterday. The fire department reported this fire has damaged structures and was threatening others. Fire units were working to establish containment lines with the help of Campbell County Road and Bridge Resources. Heavy smoke is expected to impact the area throughout Gillette, and surrounding counties are also dealing with active fires from earlier in the day yesterday. Campbell County Emergency Management issued a pre-evacuation notice late last night for multiple rural subdivisions. These notices advised the residents to be prepared to evacuate if the fires continued to spread. The key areas that were affected included west of Gillette and south of I-90, as well as areas near Force Road. North of Gillette to Arvada, which is Highway 1416, there are areas of Rawhide Mine to Horse Creek Road, which were under pre-evacuation notices due to the active Constitution Fire, as well as recreational areas such as Burnt Hollow and Weston Hills, which is located north of Gillette. They were also ordered to be evacuated, according to the Campbell County Government Facebook page. Several roads have been closed due to the fire. I-90 westbound to Buffalo and North Highway 59 are currently impassable, according to the Wyoming Department of Transportation and the Bureau of Land Management. According to County 17, David King, Campbell County Emergency Management Coordinator, emphasized that while pre-evacuation notices are a precaution, residents should not hesitate to evacuate immediately if they feel threatened by the fires. King said, "Do not wait for an official order if the fires pose immediate danger." Fire suppression efforts were being complicated by erratic and strong winds, which caused the fires to shift directions unexpectedly. The Camplex Facebook page also announced that horse stalls were made available late last night for evacuees. As the situation develops, the Campbell County Fire Department and Campbell County Emergency Management will continue to provide updates. Residents are urged to stay informed and be ready to act quickly if evacuation orders are issued. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.